First, since it's now my major effort, I think Ian is too pessimistic.
在亚洲协会举行的专家预测会上，摩根斯坦利新兴市场投资业务负责人古提尔·夏尔玛和美国欧亚集团总裁伊恩·布雷默都认为，中国经济不可能再以7%的速度增长。
I'd say that China's growth rate on average in the next 3 to 4 years is going to be closer to 5% rather than the 7% which I think many people still believe China can grow at.
布雷默则认为未来25年中国的增长率不可能再达到7%，而应在4%到4.5%之间。纽约亚洲协会去年曾就一系列亚洲问题进行过预测，其中涉及中国的被认为没有测准的是中国2014年会因污染爆发公共愤怒，而测准的则是占领中环示威会成为1997年以来香港最大的抗议活动。夏尔玛认为即将过去的一年里中国经济增长速度已经大为放缓，但中国政府为保持经济增长仍对经济注入了巨大的流动性，使中国的债务继续急剧扩大。
For me, I'd say that the biggest risk currently is how does China handle this massive debt buildup which it has taken in the last 5 years or so。
他认为过去5年里中国出现了一个新兴市场过去50到100年历史上最大的信贷狂欢。
China's debt as a share of its economy has gone up from about 160% or so to about 240% currently. That's a rise of more than 70 percentage points, about 75 percentage points to be exact, also. There is no other country which has seen such a large increase in its debt as a share of its economy.
不过布雷默对中国2015年政治经济表现表示乐观，他认为习近平在推动改革和维持稳定两方面齐头并进，反腐运动广泛深入，几乎没有反弹。他认为持续下降的能源价格将给习近平带来极大好处，但他同时认为习近平面临的最大障碍之一是他最终是否有能力将为数很多的既得利益的顽固领导人换掉。
He must displace these people. He has to take power away from them, some of the most powerful people in China, and give it to the consumers, and give it to the entrepreneurs. So far, he's done a great job.
布雷默说，未来五年，他是否仍可以继续这样做，而在中共党内没有巨大反弹，这是个开放的问题，绝对是个很大的挑战。但是他认为，在国际关系中，中国最负面的表现是与俄罗斯之间的不具建设性却有破坏作用的双边关系。他说，俄罗斯是真正的地缘政治大国，经济上的小国，它非常有效地利用中国抵消美国的影响，而中国对此心知肚明。
And I think that of all of the trends over the past few years, the one that is absolutely the most dangerous to the global order, the most dangerous to globalization as we all see it being useful and persisting, is precisely this. Precisely this. Yeah.
美国之音方斌，纽约报道。